We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program celebrity Michael McGrady of Showtime's Ray Donovan. Michael, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Michael. And you got to be enthused to be part of a show like Ray Donovan, especially how successful it's been and such an unbelievable cast. It's got to be an awesome feeling for sure for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, for all the reasons you just said, it's all marquee players. The writing is fantastic. Clear down to the crew. Our crew is all top shelf. Being able to work with Ev and John Voight. There's so many other characters I would have loved to work with. Paul is somebody I would have loved to work with. And, had a little bit of interaction with Bunchy, of course, this year. And, with Stephen Bauer's character. But, yeah, it's just one of those shows that you can put it like the top three in on your career list, your resume. Yeah. I'm very proud to be on the show, and I love it myself. I actually watch it all the time. I've seen it a couple different times. I've had repeats.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about that talent and you talk about a storyline that's so interesting and such interesting characters, that's a great thing. So tell us a little bit about your character, Frank Barnes.
Frank Barnes, yeah. Well, no, it's interesting because when I first started the show in the first season, there was a track that they were heading towards. Pam Bittman, who created Ray Donovan, also created a show called Southland that I was on where I played a detective, homicide detective. And there were some vestiges of that storyline that she wanted to continue to explore with Frank Barnes. And one of them being that this guy had two families that did not know about one another, to show how corrupt this type was and how far he was willing to go to live a selfish life. So it started off that direction, but it was interesting because I think very quickly they figured out where Frank could be most instrumental in creating havoc in Ray's world. And so when it started going more in that direction, where I was this nemesis to Ray, the guy was constantly holding stuff over his head as he was mine, I think it got more refined. And for me, it got more interesting because it wasn't scattered all over the place. I like playing the anti-hero, and I like playing these characters that are very real. And, there's cops on the take all over the world.
Right.
And they're not all squeaky clean. They're not Boy Scouts. And, there are the bad apples, as it were. So to play that character and to be able to interact with Liv and his character. Because, when you look at Ray Donovan, there's not that many people that have any real power over him. They can't leverage him. He was one of the few characters that could leverage him in a way that, I'm alive, right? Five seasons in, he can't kill me because he can get in all sorts of trouble doing that. So, it's kind of worked out for me, I guess.
It definitely has worked out for you. And so, going ahead and going after Ray Donovan in a way, and then having, as you said, you're corrupt in specific ways. This character, you've played characters like this before that kind of are supposed to be good and yet are bad in certain ways in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe on Southland, for instance, I had a family, but I also had a little girl on the side, a mistress in that show, a news reporter that was, I think, did a few episodes with us. And I'm sure if I think back, even a little bit more thoughtfully, I'm sure I can come up with at least half a dozen of these characters that I've been able to play. It's fun because it makes it more well-rounded. There's nothing worse than just a one-sided, one-dimensional cop. That's not fun. I like to explore the shadow side of people, and whenever I have that opportunity, it creates a little bit more of a challenge to somehow come up with a more well-rounded character rather than somebody who's just one-dimensional. I find that boring.
We're talking to Michael McGrady of Showtime's Ray Donovan about his character, Frank Barnes, and I guess the way some of his other characters have developed in the career, where they're supposed to be good, yet they're bad. They have a bad side to them, Michael. Now, what should we expect this Sunday and moving on without giving away a lot for your character? Where are you seeing it going now, this character, Frank, Agent Frank?
that's going to be hard to talk about without throwing out spoilers. I think more of the same. I mean, I think that, again, they found a way to create this character of Frank Barnes that is constantly leveraging Ray. You know, he's watching him all the time. And I think that on some significant level, Ray's got to be very careful about what he does, the moves he makes, because Frank's been now, of course, head of the FBI at L.A., and so it gives me a lot more power and a lot more leverage to use against him. And he's aware of that because he knows what's going on in this town. That's his job. And so I think whenever they come up with storylines and ideas, they have to keep that in mind, that anything he does in Los Angeles, I'm going to know about it.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like what it is. And then you're in a lot of ways, Ray Donovan is always thinking he's going to get away with things, but yet you're on the trail, Agent Barnes, and yet you have your own agenda. And that's always the interesting thing. Who do they think they're rooting for more, Ray, from like social media and your fans of Ray Donovan? Do they think they are rooting more for Ray or yourself, Frank? In a lot of ways, like, you know, getting feedback from fans on social media. Are you the bad guy? You're really the bad guy.
I think maybe Ray. You know, I mean, he's such a great character. People love Ray Donovan. They love that character, and they love what Liv's doing with him and stuff. And I think that, I mean, let's face it, everybody kind of loves the bad guy. I mean, look at, here's a perfect example, John Voight.
Yeah,
John's, you know, pretty much an unsavory character, but he's well loved. People love his character. He's a guy that you love to hate on some level because he keeps, you know, screwing up, and you know, he's like the Jack Nicholsons, you know, people that play these really intense, unsavory characters. But they're the people that people love to watch because they know they're going to stir something up. So I'm sure on some level, maybe I have to give myself a little more credit in my character. I'm sure on some level that fans love the guy. You know, I do get comments. I get fan letters. I get comments on my social media, private messages, things like that. After people see the episodes, and they tell me they love the character, they love the fact that he does have leverage on Ray, because so few people do, and they love the intense scenes between me and Liv. So you know, yeah, I think that. It may be a 50-50 split, but I'd like to say that, in all honesty, I think they lean a little more towards the Ray Donovan because of the new Frank Barnes.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, you continued on Freeform's hit series Beyond, so that's coming up soon, and it returns January 2018. As Tom Matthews, and you're excited about that, and especially in January where that comes back, and that's a fun character as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I don't, I do play a lot of cops, sheriffs, detectives, stuff like that. And I've played a lot of real people as well with, you know, Luke Gehrig on a movie I did with John Goodman called The Babe, a story about Babe Ruth. Van Adder on O.J. Simpson versus The People, the American crime story I played, you know, that was a real character. So when they came to me with this project and said, you're playing a dad, I don't get to do that very often. In fact, I think I've done it once in my career in over 30 years. I got to play a dad. And I am a dad in real life. I have three kids. They're all grown. They're out of the house now. So the opportunity to just be a dad on a TV show actually appeals to me, where I wasn't either beating somebody up or beaten up. I jumped on it. I said, yeah, I may not have to work that hard. And as it is, I don't. You know, I walk on the set, I dispense my pearls of wisdom and have my few moments with my wife on the show and with the kids, and that's it.
That's, you know, great.
So it's kind of nice to just settle into that kind of a role that, you know, doesn't require gunplay or fistfights or
absolutely.
You know,
all right, everyone needs to check out, again, Ray Donovan, Showtime on Sundays, and get the Showtime app if you do not have Showtime, and at Michael_McGrady on Twitter. Best of luck, Michael, and thanks again for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.